Happy New Year for everybody.
就是新历年，每个人的新历年。
Last year was a little tough, wasn't it?
去年其实大家过得很辛苦，对吧？
And Christmas was extremely tough.
圣诞节在
，lot of snow.
非常辛，更辛苦的，很多雪。
I have a family that came into town from California.
我有一些家人，他们从加州来看望我们。
And I have two little granddaughters who are 3 and 6.
也有两个孙女，一个三岁，一个六岁。
So I guess the snow is all about perspective.
所以说这个雪呢，看就看人的心情。
They had never seen that much snow.
他们没有见过这么多雪。
And all of a sudden, they were outside, building igloos. Making snowmen.
当他们看到下着很多雪呢，就很高兴。他们就在外面造这个雪房子，还有这个雪人。
I even caught my 3-year-old granddaughter licking the window to get the frost off.
这个三岁的这个孙女甚至在拿舌头舔这个冰，舔那个窗户上的冰。
Today, as in any new year, we celebrate with football games.
那天一样，然后我们
large family meals，
我们吃很多东西，也看那个橄榄球的比赛。
And oft times we make resolution，
有时候我们也要有一些新年的这个愿望，新年的
new promises for a new year， right？
也新年的我们决定。
I'm going to do better and I'm going to do differently。
我今年我要做什么不同，我要做什么更好。
But for me, this week has been very difficult.
但是对我来说，这一周其实过得非常艰难。
On Wednesday, we held a funeral for my father-in-law.
在星期三，我们举行了我岳父的一场葬礼。
Ernie was 93 years old.
Ernie 他93岁。
And I have known him for over 44 years.
我认识他超过了40年。
He was a sweet, gentle, and very kind man.
他是一个可爱、温柔还有善良的人。
And I dearly loved him and respected him.
我其实深深地爱着他，也尊敬他。
Him and my wife were very, very close.
他和我的妻子关系非常的紧密。
And she spent a good portion of the last 3 months ministering to him.
所以我妻子在过去的三个月里面，就是花了非常多的时间来照顾他。
And as if that wasn't enough to have the funeral on Wednesday.
这其实我们做的并不是很足够来举行这个葬礼。
When we got home, a few hours later, my son's father-in-law passed away that same day.
如果说来这个打击还不够大的话，我儿子的岳父也同样在那一天晚上去世了。
Lou was the other grandfather to my kids, the sons of my kids of my son.
所以说我儿子的岳父他名字叫 Lou.
My son-in-law called Wednesday a horrible day of death.
他说我儿子，我的女婿称为周三是一个可怕的死亡日。
And I don't bring this up to get you down or to ask for sympathy.
我跟大家说，并不是让大家可怜，有这种可怜的心情，或者说让大家心情。
But to tell you that.And remind you that time is so important.
但我其实想要告诉大家，时间对我们来说有多重要。
The Bible says life is but a vapor.
圣经告诉我们，生命有一些像一团雾气一样。
It says that we are like flowers.
我们就像
that bloom and die.
我们就像天然的花，开了然后又谢了。
Anyone who has lost a loved one, and I'm sure all of you have at some point, or you will, knows how important it is to have just one more moment with that person.
希望我们可以有更多的一瞬间，可以跟我们去世的亲人一起。
I'm sure you're all familiar with the first Queen Elizabeth of England, Queen Elizabeth I.
就是伊丽莎白一世，她曾经说到。
She said her very last words on this world were, I'll give all my possessions for a moment of time.
就是她的遗言去世前 的唯一一句话就是说，我把我愿意把我财产都留下留给别人。
Time is such a precious,
precious
thing.
可以多存留一刻，所以说时间非常的珍贵。
What is more valuable than time?
有什么比时间更有价值？
I don't know if any of you are J.R. Tolkien fans. Do you know J.R. Tolkien?
我不知道大家有没有
是 The Hobbit,
J.R.
Lord of the Rings
粉丝，他写了这个《指环王》。
In the story in The Hobbit, Bilbo Baggins, who is the Hobbit, who is the hero of that story,
在这个霍比特人这个故事中的主
he gets lost in a mountain cave.
主人公
and he's confronted by this horrible creature, Gollum.
所以说他就遇到一个叫咕噜的可怕
生物 Who wants to eat him?
咕噜然后想要吃掉他
They enter into something called a riddle game
他们就进入了一个叫谜语的游戏
Where they have to resolve each other's riddles back and forth
需要解开互相的谜语
If Bilbo wins, he gets Gollum to show him out of the mountain
如果这个主人公赢了然后
If Gollum wins, Bilbo becomes his dinner
And
so Gollum's final riddle goes like this. See if you can solve it.
然后咕噜就给他出了一个难题。
This thing devours all things.
就是说这个是万物都要吞噬的东西。
Birds, beasts, trees and flowers.
鸟、兽、树还有花。
It gnaws on iron. It bites steel. It grinds hard stones to meal.
它可以吃铁、咬钢，还有磨硬的石头。
This thing slays kings.
它可以屠杀国王。
Ruins towns.
摧毁城镇。
And beats down mountains.
把山也推倒。
Who knows the answer?
谁知道答案
？Anybody?
Time.
Time. Absolutely. You don't get eaten.
不会被吃掉。
Time cannot be defeated.
时间，我们不能打败时间。
Time cannot be stayed.
我们也不能停留在这一刻。
We have to learn to come to grips with time.
所以说，我们需要跟大家
understand it,
共识来理解
它。To use it as Christians to take advantage of it.
作为一个基督徒，我们需要合理的利用它。
Today's month is January.
我们刚刚进到
It's a new month. It's a new year, 2023.I didn't think I was going to make it.
I'm
glad you all did. January is named after the Roman god Janus.
January 英文这个字呢是以罗马神雅努斯命名的。
Janus was the god of doorways.
雅努斯他这个神呢是掌管门道的。
Exits.
出入口还有门道的神。
He was the god of beginnings.
它是一个掌管开端
，of gates，
还有大门
，of transitions，
还有过渡
，and he was the god of. You had the answer before. Time.
时间的神。
The god of time. He's always pictured as two faces.
他往常被描绘成两张脸。
Backwards, one's looking forwards.
一个向前看，一个回头看。
It's a very fitting thing that he looks to the future while still being reminded of the past.
他面对未来来回顾过去。
That's January.
这就是一月。
That's how we start our new year.
这是我们怎样开始我们的今年新年。
Looking backwards and celebrating what Christ has done for us the year before.
往后看来庆祝神给我们做了什么。
And then looking forward to what Christ will do in the year coming.
期望展望新的一年。
With time comes the craziness, I use the word, English word, vicissitudes of time. The changes, the chances in one's life.
我喜欢描述这个时间的就是时间的改变，时间的更替。
This is January 1st, and we have an opportunity to look at the biblical concept of a word that I think you saw before,Opportunity.
但对我们来说就是一个
opportunity.
这个新的一年也是对我们来说是一个机会。
As you sit here today, what opportunities are before you?
你坐在这里，你所接受的机遇是什么？
There are some you know about.
有些时候机遇是你知道的。
There are some that you can only wait for.
有些机遇你需要等待。
But we have to prepare for each opportunity.
但是你需要为任何一个机遇来进行准备。
I think we're going to probably park there for the balance of the sermon on opportunities.
我们需要在这里做一个停滞。
It's a good day to take stock of things. Where am I? Am I closer to Jesus January 1st of 2023 than I was in January 1st of 2022?
有时候我们停下来，我们想一想，我们在今天是否我们更接近耶稣，像过去的
样子？
我是不是过得更像神
？Today than I was a year ago.
怎样相比过去的一年，我是不是更像神呢
？What good have I done this year?
去年的那一天，那年我做了什么好事？
And what things have I kind of procrastinated on and waited to do?
有什么事我就拖延了。
The New Year is a good day for us to check ourselves.
其实新年是一个很好的机会，我们来检查一下自己。
In the Word, the Bible, the Book of Ephesians tells us.To make the most of every opportunity.
你要善用一切机会。
Let me read it to you from the NIV. And I'm going to start a little bit back. I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't prepare you for that. I'm going to start in my Bible, this Pew Bible, it says,The title for this portion is called Instructions for Christian Living.
在圣经里面，就是对对基督徒的指引。
And the portion I'm interested in starts in verse 8.
所以说，我们今天要需要理解的是在第十五章第八节。
Paul tells the Ephesians, "You were once darkness."
从前你们是。
But now you are light in the Lord.
保罗对众人讲，从前你们是暗。
Live as children of light.
但如今你在主里是光明的，行事为人。
For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness,
就像光明的
righteousness and truth.
光明所结的一切果子就是一切良善。
And find out what praise pleases the Lord.
总要查验何为主喜悦
的事。What things do you do that please the Lord? Some people it's playing golf. Some people it's running. Some people it's writing. Some people it's tinkering.What do you do that pleases the Lord?
有些人说，有些人写，有些人做。你
And then it says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness."
那暗卫无益的事，不要与人同行。
But expose them.
倒要责备行这事的人。
It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret.
因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
But everything that becomes exposed to the light becomes visible.
凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来。
This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, from the dead, and Christ will shine on you."
因为这一切能显明的就是光，所以主说，你这睡醒的人当醒来，从死里复活。
And this is the instruction and the good part.
基督的光就要照。
Be very careful, then how you live.
所以说，这一节是我们非常重要的，就是你们要谨慎行事。
Not as unwise, but as wise.
不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Therefore, do not be foolish.
不要做糊涂人。
But understand what the Lord's will is.
当明白主的旨意为何。
Well, that's a mouthful.
挺多东西的。
There was a great Puritan pilgrim preacher back in the 1700s.
在一七几几年呢，有一个传道士。
His name was Jonathan Edwards.
他名字叫 Jonathan Edwards.
And he was the father of the first great American spiritual revival.
他就是对美国来说是一个伟大复兴运动的这个之父。
He took this verse very seriously.
他把这句话牢记在心。
As a verse to contemplate the first of every year.
他每年都用来立下决心。
And every year he compiled a list of resolutions for himself.
他每年都在给自己 集合起来他新年的愿望。
You can Google them, by the way.
你可以其实有兴趣的话可以
Google 一下。Just put in Jonathan Edwards resolution.
可以就是 Jonathan Edwards resolution. Jonathan Edwards 的新年愿望。
By the way, in case you don't know, a resolution technically is, quote, a firm decision to do something or not do something.
New Year resolution 在解释就是新年新的一年你要做什么事情或者不做什么事情。
In this modern era, I know families will sit around and say, let's make resolutions.
有时候大家在一起，大家就会说，我们来新年，我们做一个决定。
And most of them will start with, I need to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah, 很多人就会说，我今年我要减十磅。
I need to exercise.
我今年新年要运动，多运动。
I need to watch less TV.
我少看电视。
I need to read more.
我多看。
I need to read my Bible more.
我要多读圣经。
Those are the kind of resolutions we make in this day.
就是很多这些我们新年的决心啊。
Most of us.Realize it has to do with how we spend our time.
大部分的人，我们发现，这其实我们怎么样来花我们的时间，其实是决定。
And most of us will probably break those resolutions by the end of the month.
那其实很多人在一月底就会放弃。
We'll start going to the gym and stop.
然后一月去。
We'll start dieting and stop.
一月去一下健身房。
We'll start speaking nicer.And then slowly slip back into our old bad habits.
有时候我们做自刚开始做自己做一个好人，后来就慢慢做回自己。
We'll start looking more for Jesus, and then we'll just kind of start walking around with our head hung low.
有时候我们刚开始寻找耶稣，后来就是不知道去哪了。
This Jonathan Edwards that I spoke of.
这个 Jonathan Edwards.
His resolutions were different.
他的这个新年的愿望是不太一样的。
Such as.
他说。
He wrote, resolved, I will do whatever I think to be the most beneficial for God's glory. Imagine doing resolutions with God in them. I resolve to do whatever I think to be my duty and most for the good and advantage of mankind.
I resolve to do whatever I think to be my duty and most for the good and advantage of mankind.
Resolve to live for God with all my might while I live.
决定在我这个有生之年啊。
Resolve never to lose one moment of time, but improve it to the most profitable way that I can.
决定不浪费一分一秒的时间，让我最有益的方式来改善它。
His resolutions, and there's 70 of them usually, are God-centered.
他说，大部分的这个新年的愿望都是围绕神的。
Turning back to Ephesians.
And
the biblical command to make the most of every opportunity.
这个圣经告诉我们要我们要
好好利用时间。What does that mean for you in your lives?
这个圣经告诉你，好好需要好好利用时间，你需要做什么
？The Bible is no good if it's just me pouring knowledge into you.
那其实圣经如果说你不能运用到
，It has to be something we accept and go out and do as well.
其实是没用的。
It has to make change.It has to give you something to self-reflect upon.
它需要让你可以有一些反省的东西。
What does it mean to make the most of opportunity in this crazy world of ours?
我你什么需要怎么样？我们在这个乱世中要怎么样寻找机遇
？Number one, we have to understand.That opportunity comes as we take advantage of the time.
第一，我们需要明白，如果说我们充分利用时间，我们的机会就会到。
And watch for the things that are put before us.
我们需要充分利用时间，然后来理解我们面对我们的事情。
I'm from New York City.
我是从纽约市来的。
And many times I tell people in New York, people walk around like this.
我经常告诉别人，在纽约人是这样走的。头低下来。他不跟人对视。
Chicago,
在芝加哥
is a nice town, Midwestern. My son lives there. Chicago, they walk like this.
芝加哥人就是这样走。他们看一下。
We need to be people that take the opportunity for every opportunity to see what's before us.
我们需要充分利用我们的机遇，也看一下
Most of the time, God put it there.
其实大部分的时间，神让这些发生在我们的身边。
This person,
这个人
，this thing to do,
然后这个事
，you didn't do it. God put it there for you.
你其实没有做，是神把它放在你的面前。
Should I go here today or should I go there today?
我今天要去这里还是去那里的
I think when I think about making choices and making the most of the time for God's glory,
当我想到我怎么样荣耀神来做我的选择
The second thing is that Scripture tells us to be wise. Keep your eyes open.
第二点就是圣经告诉我们，我们需
要 Be wise.
需要比聪明
Right in the words I read, it said be wise, not unwise.
需要有智慧
But that's easy to hear and just deposit it in your brain and not make any change. I'm wise. I always make the wise choice. I don't think so. All of Scripture, this entire wonderful book, one of the big themes is wisdom. Especially throughout the Old Testament.And then again in the New Testament, wisdom, wisdom. You be wise, make wise choices.
贯彻整个旧约就是智慧，智慧，智慧。
If we really think about it as Christians, it's the only life that makes any sense.
如果我们想一想，作为一个基督徒，这是一个对我们唯一可以理解的。
The Bible tells us that unbelievers and non-Christians.That their understanding has been darkened.
圣经中提到
They're not enemies; they were taken captive.
非基督徒他们是生活是昏昧的
They're hostages, if you will.
他们就是生命生活中的人质
Living wisely understands that.
如果说你可以聪明，可以理解这一切
They are alienated from the life of God.
他们被上帝的生活所排，属神的生活所排除。
Through ignorance，
就是因为他们的这个忽视，他们的。
It's Christ alone that gives us knowledge and wisdom。
是因为上基督他给我们的这个智慧。
It's Christ alone who gives us the knowledge of the Word, gives us the relationship with Him, so that we can be light.Others we meet along the way.
因为有基督，他给我们的智慧，也给我们一条路，可以让我们来理解我们的圣经。
We must exercise the wisdom that we're given.
我们必须运用和展示我们所赋予的智慧。
Not just intelligence. You're all intelligent. Not just powerful. You all have power.
它不是智慧，它也不是。
Not just abilities. You all have abilities.
也不是能力，你们每个人都很有能力。
These are all good things.
它其实都是非常好的。
But we must use biblical wisdom if we are to make the most of every moment.
但是如果说你想要一个过更好的生活的话，你需要有一个属神的智慧。
In every interaction you have every day, whether walking down the streets like I demonstrated, whether on the phone, whether on the computer, every interaction with people makes a difference or can make a difference.
在与人的交往中，每一件事情都可以
创造一个不同的机会。You are either pushing people closer to heaven, or through the opportunity missed, you are leaving them behind, or worse, pushing them back from heaven.
与人的交往可以把他们带进天堂，你也可以让他们错过。
Too often when I go to bed at night, I say, I wish I had done this.
有经常我上床的时候，我就会想到。
I wish I had talked to that person about Jesus.
我希望今天我跟这个人说话了。
I wish I had read a little bit more.
我希望我今天可以读我多希望今
天曾经读了。I wish I had been more wise in the way I handled the situation. Too often I get mad.
有时候我对自己生气。
I'm Irish.
我是一个爱尔兰裔的美国人。
I got a temper.
所以说我们脾气一般都很大。
Too often I get angry with people, and I don't want to.
有时候我对人也生气，但是其实我不太想。
Too often I speak words that aren't nice.
有时候我对人一些说一些不太好听的话。
I want to take them back.
我想把他们都收回。
When I go to bed at night, I say, I didn't have a good opportunity there. I didn't take advantage.
我们好好用这个机遇来跟人交往。
We need to spend more time asking for forgiveness.
其实我们需要更多时间来寻求人的饶恕。
Are Christians today lazy?
今天的基督徒很懒惰吗
？I think about that once in a while. I don't know.
有时候我
some are, some aren't, some are sometimes, and some aren't sometimes.
有时候我们有时候懒惰，有时候有些人不是那么懒惰。
Sometimes I look at our services as the executive pastor of the church, and I wonder if we're really doing what we're supposed to do.
有时候作为一个教会的牧师，我监察我们教会的讲的道，有
时候 And are we aiming at making people happy? Are we aiming at making people enjoy the service rather than Christ?
有时候我想反省一下我们的道是让别人高兴，还是让别人更认识神。
People want to have a good time at church.
其实很多人他希望来教会是一个很享受的时光。
They want to get excited.
他们需要很激动。
They want to work themselves up with songs.
他们不想要反省。
You got to be careful. You got to be wise.
所以说你要用神的智慧。
One of my resolutions should be yours too is to give up the need to be entertained by our church.
其实我希望大家跟我同样有一个相似的这个新年的祈愿，就是不要对我觉得教会是一个很来听到是一个很有趣的事情。
People are too often governed by their desires at the expense of everything else.
今天就是大家很容易就被我们的感情支配。
Their own feelings tend to guide them.
他们自己的性情然后来指导。
Now the church likes people who are zealous. Woo! You want zealous people in your church.
教会需要很热情的。
You want people with energy.
教会需要很活力的人。
And as a new church, you guys want to be a church that people walk into and say, "Yeah, there's something going on here."
作为像你们一样的小教会，新教会也需要有人走进来的时候可以感受到你们的活力。
But although zeal is a good thing, it was never meant to be the controlling thing.
尽管热情在教会里面是一个很重要的元素，但是它并不是可以控制教会的元素。
I don't know if you're familiar with the old saying, fire is a good servant, but a bad master.
不知道大家有没有听过，就是火是一个非常好的仆人，但是它不能成为你的。
Zeal is kind of the same thing.
其实你的热情跟火其实非常相似。
Making the most of every opportunity means taking your zeal and filtering it through prayerful thought.
当你想要充分利用你每个机遇的话，你需要把你的热情放进去。
It is the exhibiting of patience and the exhibiting of consideration of the consequences.
而不是让你的热情来主导它。
One of the hallmarks, one of the ways I can tell whether you're making the most of every opportunity.Is whether you're a good listener.
有时候你是否充分利用机会的表象，其实也可以是你有时候有没有认真的来听。
Good listeners are patient.
一个很好的这个聆听者呢，他是很耐心的。
They are attentive.
他不着急。
They listen with their hearts.
他用心来听。
They don't rush.
他不会马上冲进去。
Either the person speaking, come on, come on, come on.
就是不会这个催这个。
Or rush themselves into trying to figure things out while the person's still talking to them.
也不是催自己。
Too often we all try to plan what we're going to say in response to what they're saying rather than listen to what they're saying.
就是很经常我们听别人说话的时候，我们竟往往在准备自己要怎么样回答他们。而不是认真听他们。
The person making the most of his opportunities is not rushing into these relationships.
所以说，一个非常就是非常好的机遇的利用者，他不是就是很急促的。
A person who's making the most of every opportunity in the new year is collecting facts, sifting through the facts, and not letting his own moods resolve the conclusions.
所以说我们需要做一个认真收集事实，筛选事实。
He takes everything, every situation, and condition and proposal, and holds them up to the light of the Word and the eternal principles of God.
所以说我们不要让情绪影响我们的结论，然后用事物、情况、条件，还有把建议放在我们眼前。
He's slow and careful and objective. He knows time, and he values time. The secret of wisdom is to keep oneself out of the picture.
所以说我们需要谨慎客观。因为智慧的秘密在于远离自己。
Jesus said, "Consider others better than yourself."
就是说，要人永远要以为别人来好过自己。
And he meant that in every single time you come in contact with somebody.
就是与人的交往中，别人。
You can walk by them, you can ignore them, or you can even saying hi can be something that'll lead to something down the way.
有时候你跟人打个招呼，你可以作为一个影响。
So don't be like those New Yorkers that I grew up with.
那就是大家不要学这些纽约市的人。
Another thing about New Yorkers is they love to start talking before the other person's finished.
啊，其实纽约市的人就经常就打。
Yeah, but I know something better.
经常就是我知道比你更多。
You all know somebody like that.
你们其实每个人都经历过这个。
A man must always be governed by knowledge and desire to serve others.
所以说，一个人需要被知识和
to have our lives, our steps, our walk, our opportunities governed by the Word of God, the truth of God.
所以说，我们的机遇也是被
as we know it through Jesus Christ, who lives in us.As we take advantage of the opportunities we are given in life, our daily interactions must be governed by this knowledge of opportunities before us.
我们与人的交往都需要通过被智慧所掌控。
How do you act when you see a non-Christian or you know somebody's a non-Christian? What do you do?
你们当交往一个基督徒和交往一个非基督徒的时候，你们能认出来什么区别吗？
I'm thinking of all my relatives who are non-Christian.
所以说，我的大部分的亲戚都不是基督徒。
All the different ways I've tried to manipulate them to at least take a look at the Bible.
所以我经常试着让他们来看一下圣经。
I think the thing I do wrong is I rush.
有时候我太急躁。
I ask myself, am I rushing in? Am I doing harm here?
有时候我会问自己，我是不是太急了？我造成了伤害。
One of my prayers every day is like a doctor. I think it's the physician's oath, do no harm. I do that with my job. I say to myself, am I causing this person to go backwards? Am I causing them any kind of harm?
有时候我就是来问一下自己，我是不是对这个人无意中造成了伤害
？Am I bringing all my thoughts?All my actions, all my relationships, and letting the eternal principles of the Bible and God's truth be the catalyst for that.
有时候我们是不是我是不是用有时候用太多自己的想法、自己的情感，而不是用神的话。
The King James version of the Bible.
圣经的这个 King James 这版本。
In the same verse.Says that we should walk, and the word is circumspectly.
他说这个我们需要走行
Walk circumspectly. That means walk carefully. These are people.
我们需要行事谨
慎 Either helping them or hurting them.
就是意思我们小心
的 It means to be accurate as well.
要变得准确
It means be holy, be what you are, be a Christian.
做一个圣洁，做一个基督徒。
We not to look before we leap.
我们在离开的时候，我们需要看一下，反省一下。
We must always keep in mind that Scripture tells us that we are His instruments, His weapons.
所以说
，I like that with guys. I always tell them, "You're God's weapon." That's what the you know In Romans, it tells us we have the choice. We can be weapons for good or weapons for bad. Romans tells us that.
He uses the word instruments.
We can be instruments. We can bring people closer to God, like Andrew always did, the Apostle Andrew. Or we can be those people that kind of move people away from God. Bang them over the head with Bibles, yelling about Jesus all the time, judging them all the time, convicting them all the time, when all they want us to do is love on them. Making the most of every opportunity in Ephesians means understanding what you're doing and why you're doing it.
在充分利用的每个机会就是理解自己在做什么。
It also means being able to give reasons for why you're doing it.
了解自己的做这个的原因。
I have lots of people who don't know what they're doing out there who will say, you have to do this.
在外面有些人说,
they can't tell people why they have to do it.
却不告诉他们为什么他们需要做这个。
You can't wear jewelry.
你不可以戴首饰。
As a Christian.
作为一个基督徒，你不能戴首饰。
Wesleyan Church used to believe that years ago. Women didn't even wear wedding bands.
很多年前的这个教会就是这一个规矩。
Someone finally said, why?
然后有人问，为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why? You got to give reasons for what you're telling people.
当你告诉别人要做什么或者不做什么的时候，你需要给他们一个理由。
In every opportunity that God gives us,
神给我们的每一个机会。
In every opportunity this year, you have to remember who you are also.
对，今年每个机会中，你都要想一下你自己是什么。
Who are you? When I come up to you and say, "Who are you?" What do you say? What's your first line?
当有人问你你是谁？
I'm a doctor. I'm a Asian American.
你是怎么样回答的?
I'm a Christian.
你会说我是医生，我是亚裔美国人，我还是一个基督徒。
What does that mean to a non-Christian?
对一个，如果说你的回答对一个非基督徒会造成什么影响呢？
When you say to somebody these days, "I'm a Christian," unless you have the backing for that. The relationship with Jesus, the understanding of the Word of God, you got a big target on your back now. You just put a target on your back.
除非你对神就经文很理解，然后对神的言语很挑战。
And it's contrary to making the most of every opportunity. So prepare yourselves.
经常被世人做一个攻击的目标。
Take time to be in Bible study. If you don't know how to do that, ask one of your elders here. They do know. And they have some wonderful Bible fellowships that they've been involved with over the years. We have libraries that you can welcome to use at the big church or anywhere. There's tons of information. We have that thing called the internet. You can find anything on there. There's all this wonderful information. So when you say to somebody, well, we have communion every first day of the year or first week of the year. Why do you do that? What does that mean?
Pastor, can I have some time to translate?
I'm sorry?
Can I have some time to translate?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, that's okay. 就是如果说你不知道怎样通过一个圣经的方式来跟人交流的话，你可以在教会寻求长者的帮助，也可以寻求其他人的帮助。
Why do some Christians believe communion is a remembrance? And others believe that there is actually something happening spiritually. There's different beliefs.
就像我们有时候我们守圣餐，我为什么有些人是纪念，有些人觉得说神与我们同在。
How do you make the most of every opportunity? When you wake up in the morning every day this year, you must say to yourself, think of others. What is the condition of the others that I'm going to be coming into contact with today? I have a meeting with my friend. He's not a Christian. I have a meeting at the pizzeria where I'm going to go to. I'm going to meet the pizza guy behind the counter. How can I get him closer to God? When I go to get Chinese food,
she perked up
on that one. When I go to get Chinese food, who am I going to meet on the line? Who am I going to meet right outside as they come in? What can I say to them?
So
just get them one. You don't have to get them all the way to heaven. Just get them one step closer. If you remember their condition, you will remember to be salt and light.
如果说你记住他们的境况，你要想一下自己需要成为盐和成为光。
The Apostle Paul in Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech be always seasoned with salt, and you may know how to answer every man."
保罗在哥罗西书四章说到。
A Christian will always use tact and great patience. I keep saying patience. It's a theme.
有时候我们,
you have to be patient.
有时候我们需要跟人有一些技巧, 然后还有一些耐心。
And you got to remember there's no cookie cutter approach.
并不是每个人都适合同样的模式。
God made lots of different types of people. And your approach to them has to be different. If I was God, I would have made like two or three different kinds of people, and that's it. But you have to consider the type of approach you're going to use with each person. In conclusion, let me say that Christians are people who want to make the most of every opportunity. Christians are people who redeem the time. It's not just using the time the right way, it's something more.
其实这里讲的并不是只是正确的用时间, 而是比它更进一步。
When you look at the commentaries, they say that making the most of every opportunity can also mean buying up the time.
当你更合理地运用时间的时候，有时候就是相当于你买下时间。
In the world, life is basically this.
所以说在这个世界上,
you grow up, you settle down.
生活就是一个人的生活就是长大, 然后,
you do as well as you can.
然后工作, 然后,
you save up a little.
静止, 存钱,
and you enjoy life to the fullest.
然后享受生活,
that's the regular life.
就是普通人的生活。
You and I, as Christians, are just passing through. We are citizens of a different place. This is not our home. This is like temporary. This is like camping out. Our home is where? Everybody point up. Heaven. Although it's probably... I don't know where it is, but it's around here somewhere. They say it's within you. I say. We must be watching for opportunities so that we can take opportunity advantage of each opportunity. My two family deaths this week reminded me that sometimes I let those things slide too much. I wait. I didn't want to offend my father-in-law, so I didn't want to talk too much about Christ. Hold on to every moment this year, every minute, every second. You may be sitting there today, as I have been saying, I've wasted so much time. I watched two football games yesterday. I confess it to you. I stayed up to 12 o'clock watching Georgia Tech beat Ohio State. So I call that rubbish and nonsense. I waste so much time on that rubbish and nonsense. It's fun. A little of it's okay. But I resolve to do better this year. I hope you will too. Will you resolve with me?
今年呢, 所以说我今年有一个更好的愿景。
I will not anymore waste my time.
所以说我希望大家也可以跟我一样, 有一个同样的愿景, 就是我不会浪费我的时间。
I will be truly alive this year.
然后我需要合理地运用时间。
I will be alert.
要警醒。
On the watch for opportunities.
要观察身边的机会。
As far as I am able, I will not let any opportunity to glorify God pass me by.
就是说, 只要我可以, 我不会让任何一个荣耀神的机会。
If you agree with me, just say I do.
如果说你同意, 你举手,
I don't hear any I do's.
I do.
I will.
I will. I will.
All right. Thank you and Happy New Year. Let us pray.
好，谢谢。 然后，大家新年快乐。 我们来一起来祷告。
Father, you are indeed the God of opportunities. Every time Jesus came across somebody, he turned it into a possibility of teaching them, of helping them get a little closer to you, of just learning a little more about you. Doesn't have to be the first time. Jesus was probably a lot better than we are at it. But Lord, I know that you want us to be your instruments. You could have had a whole different way of doing this, that you partner with us to bring people into the kingdom. Father, you have given us so much time, even though it seems so short. The time is precious to us, Father. Help us to use it better, more wisely. Help us to think of others all the time, Father. I ask that you make our lives, Father, something that really does glorify you. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We do benediction now or communion?